Welcome to Life, Love, and Understanding, the podcast that provides immediate answers to the questions you have about your life, and we're definitely not a cult. Join Danny and Connor, Ireland's most trusted astrologists and psychics. They are internationally syndicated columnists with Creator Syndicate and have no involvement in any cults, as well as lecturers and friends to prominent politicians and some of the most important people in the world, but none of them are involved in a cult. Best-selling authors of a cookbook, they have appeared on CNN, Oprah, Entertainment Tonight, as well as every major network evening and morning news programs. Now, the hosts of Life, Love, and Understanding, Ireland's most trusted astrologers and psychics, Connor and Danny. We're not a cult.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
If you're going to tell me you don't like this dress, I'm sticking my head right in the oven.
Don't fall asleep.
What am I supposed to be scared of?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the podcast.
Woo!
Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. My name is
Boo. Sorry, I was just like, you should have been listening by now.
I was saying boo earns. So yeah, welcome to the podcast. My name is Danny. This is Connor.
Yo.
What's going on? How are you guys? What's everyone been up to? What are the hot jams? Connor, what is the hot jam?
Raspberry.
I don't like jam. I'm not a jam fan.
Look, I don't really like jam either, but like, you know, I like it in a cake, like, you know, like a buttercream and jam cake. And the only way that like you can do that is that you have to heat up the jam. So that's the hot jam.
How do you heat it up?
Well, actually, no, it's called warming the jam, but you don't actually like put it in the microwave or anything. You just put it in a bowl and you just like mix it with a spoon for like 5 minutes and it gets rid of all like the lumpy, jumpy bits of conserve, you know, the horrible bits. So you can spread it like real smooth. I like that jam.
That's a lot of work for such little payoff.
If you think a cake is a little payoff, then okay, make your own damn cake. Well, I love a Victoria sponge cake.
I love a Victoria sponge.
Damn right, I do.
When we got to the point where we were like, when we were going to get married,
trouble in paradise.
I know. But yeah, so we were trying to like pick out our cake, and like my aunt was insisting on it being a fruitcake. Traditional wedding cake.
The I was like, fuck? No one even likes that. No one likes that.
I was
it's
like,
horrible.
What? I know. I was like, I'm just going to get like a big tier of cupcakes or something. And she's like, that's not tradition. I'm like,
well, that trend, right, you're a bit late on the cupcake trend. That's kind of out. That was in like maybe 10 years ago. But that was what a lot of people are doing, is because a lot of people do like the idea of the fruitcake because it's tradition and because you're meant to freeze like some of it and you put it in the freezer for a year and it'll keep, and then a year later you're meant to have some on your first anniversary. But so what loads of people are doing is they have like the tiers are like, you know, because they know everyone fucking hates fruitcake, so they have like the tiers of like different cakes that people actually like, and then they have just the top tier being the fruitcake that like no one eats, and then that's the bit they keep.
Oh yeah, I don't really fancy the idea of like year old cake.
I mean, I'll have it, like, fine. Well, cake, well, you can freeze cakes. I mean, like, most cakes that you get in, like, canteens and stuff have been, like, frozen.
Yeah, but, like, most cake you get in canteen is, like, shit.
I don't know. There's some pretty good carrot cakes I've had from canteens.
I'm a cheesecake girl. I love a fucking cheesecake.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
The more
I just love.
Just the better.
I just love, like, everything.
I just have food.
Yeah, like pretty much. Like I'm a Taurus.
So my favorite fat Taurus, how has your week been?
He's now having a body dysmorphic episode.
Fat as in pH. PHAT.
Okay, nice save. Yeah. How
yeah, you fat Jordy.
How retro of you. Ooh, Jordy got the what? Jordy got the good. I have been good, actually. Obviously global pandemic, not much hip happening. I had a very supernatural experience, though, yesterday, if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I've been on like a Stevie Nicks vibe, basically. Like basically my whole life. But I was walking to the shop yesterday and I was listening to, you know, Edge of 17, which is like,
of course,
such a jam. And it was really windy. And as I was walking to the shop, this woman was like walking towards me. And just as we got to the part of the, I say we, me and Stevie got to the part of the song that was, you know, when she goes, just like the white winged dove, right? And just as that part of the song played, this huge white figure like flew from behind me over my shoulder and like impaled the woman who was like walking towards me. And she like screamed.
Was it a dove?
Well, I was like, oh my God, I have summoned a giant dove. I am actually a witch. And it attacked this woman. And she screamed and was like, ah. And I was just so impressed by my newfound witch powers that I like, you know, cocked my head back and kind of like slow walk, strutted like a mean girl in a 90s teen movie. And I was like, ugh. And like the wind blew and my jacket, which was unzipped, like blew open and billowed. And it was like a scene from a Stevie Nicks music video. But actually what had happened was the wind had just picked up this like huge piece of white like garbage and like flung it at the woman over my shoulder. And instead of helping her, I just like strutted away. And she gave me like this real dirty look, but I was like, hey, to be you. But
why would you have to help her? It's a bit of rubbish, like calm down, Christina.
Yeah, but I think that because I was walking by her strutting with this real smug look on my face, I think that she thought that I was like, loser. So
he's a witch, he did this, burn him.
I mean, I may have just been like, look at this trash walking towards me, here's some trash, time to take out the trash.
Your trash life.
So that was the most exciting thing that happened to me this week. How about
that's actually awesome.
How about you? Any supernatural encounters of the blurred kind?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not of the bird kind. Oh. But my whole thing is, you know, if you know me at all, you know I'm obsessed with like hanging out in graveyards, like specifically really old ones. We went to one today and it was like, oh, what's it called again? It's in Llandaff, or Llandaff is apparently how I have to say that. I refuse to.
Oh, the Welsh.
They're like, oh no, you have to put a on it. I'm like, no, absolutely not.
And every
not
syllable.
Yeah. But Llandaff. So there's this big massive cathedral and then like there's this little old graveyard like off the side of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a military graveyard. So It's all locked up and everything. You can't go in. So I went in. So I was like literally walking around trying to like take a bunch of pictures and like Matt was like, we shouldn't be in here, it's breaking the rules.
Because he's such a sidekick from like a Scooby-Doo cartoon. Raggy, let's get out of here.
He's like, help, rule breaking.
He's like 200 pounds of pure muscle. Like, what is anyone going to do to him?
Yeah, exactly. So he kind of was like tiptoeing behind me, just being really like cautious, whatever, and I was like taking pictures. So this like graveyard is like massive, but it's so old that like there's, you can barely see any names on them, and funnily enough they all are facing north. I know we talked about that last week.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. And I said that to Matt, I was like, oh, like it must actually be a thing. He's like, well yeah, but we don't know if this is north, it's north to where you're walking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, still they're all going the same direction. So as you get to like the middle of it, it's weird. It's like the graves get like older in the middle. So they obviously like built outwards.
Mm-hmm.
But as you go through the middle, I just got this weird like staticky feeling. And Matt was like walking ahead and someone put their hands on my shoulders.
Was it Matt? Just, like,
yeah, he was ahead, I said.
Oh, right, sorry.
And I was like, I got this weird vibe. Like it wasn't anything like bad or anything like that, but I was just like, oof. And then I was like, even Matt like noticed it was so cold, like in that part of the graveyard, like everything else was like fine, but it was just real weird. And you know when you get like that weird tingly feeling in your head when you're gonna have an anxiety attack, it was like that but good.
So like you'd done a load of cocaine or something.
I guess. Like, you know when you take like MD and you just like...
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Me neither. I just, that's what I hear from
Miley Cyrus. Yeah. From what Miley taught me.
But yeah, that's all that I have done at all, like with this week. And I'm like looking at this stones that I can make out, and I'm trying to be really good because I know that you're trying to hammer astrology into me, so I'm trying to like look at them all and guess what their like sign would be because of the dates, because I don't know anything about it.
Yes, another one bites the dust.
No, I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about ever, so I feel like I have to study, so I do.
Oh well, I'm really glad that that is the case, Danny. I'm really, really glad to hear that, because I actually have a little game for us to play this week.
Oh, no.
So what I have done is I have joined together my love of astrology and your love of cult leaders, and I have created the best game in the world.
Is it the best game in the world?
Citation
needed.
We're
going to need a fact checker. Yeah.
Citation needed. Yeah. Okay. So, just because this week we are going to be discussing Heaven's Gate with our, not with our dear friend Marshall Applewhite, because he's he has ascended and he doesn't want to come back. And I don't blame him, because look at everything that's happening on Earth since he left. But we will be discussing Heaven's Gate. And for those of you who don't know, Heaven's Gate is a notorious cult which our dear friend Marshall, he essentially took a lot of Christian theology that he grew up with and injected it with a healthy dose of sci-fi, lots of aliens, and strangely enough, astrology in there.
So it's great. It's awesome.
I mean, like, I if I got handed a pamphlet, I would go to a meeting just to see what the other people were like, you know, and then I would decide, then I'd be like, oh yeah, this is for me. Or I'd be like, oh no, like, I'm really alarmed by the fact that I would even attempt this. But also, Danny, as you know, so as Danny said, I love astrology. Like, I absolutely love it. I have a biochemistry degree, and I'm aware this is the second episode in a row in which I've casually mentioned that.
Here we go.
But I'm saying here it because, he goes. Danny, that means I am a man of science, okay? I'm a man of science. I view things from a scientific perspective, and I know that from that perspective, there is no way that astrology can be real, okay? But I still absolutely love it. Now, like, I don't believe it can predict the future or anything like that, because, you know, everyone knows, like, only tarot cards can do that. But I've just found that they're so accurate about people's personalities. Like, I always say, like, oh god, I am such a quintessential Taurus, do you know, the kind of, and that's so true. And Danny, like, you are just a Libra, like, through and through. Like, you and Kim Kardashian and my friend Crystal are just like,
and Cardi B is born on the same day as me.
She is 100% a Libra. Like, you just know, like, you know, they have their hair and their nails, and like, you're such a Libra.
Most people have hair and nails. Like, I'm very concerned if they didn't.
Well, the witches in Rodal films don't.
So. Not Libra.
Oh, they are definitely Scorpios, 100%.
I don't know, though. I just feel like if you read that in from, like, so say you know that I'm a Libra because of, like, my birth date, whatever. Mm-hmm. Aren't you just, like, you're looking for the information about that person to, like, link it.
But you see, okay, that is true. However, I have many times accurately guessed people's star signs. Or if I've gotten it wrong, I've been, like, really close. Like, even just the other night, I was, like, texting this guy on Tinder, and I totally thought that he was going to be a Pisces. And I was like, oh, are you a Pisces? And he was like, oh, I'm a Cancer. And both Pisces and Cancer but both Pisces and Cancer are, like, real sensitive water signs. So, like, yeah, like, they're two signs that would be quite alike. So, like, I felt really vindicated, but I've been very, very right before. But you are right as well. But, like, it's fun, okay? Because I think that in the year 2020, like, the only thing that it is now acceptable to make fun of groups of people for, types of groups of people for, is when they were born. you know, like you can't just drop jokes about groups of people based upon, you know, where they were born. The Brits.
Brits.
Apart from the Brits. The Irish reserve that right, okay, because they know what they did. But yeah, like it's not cool to do that to like people from, you know, Nigeria or China. Like it's just not cool, you know. But like
don't be racist.
But
kids.
But everyone is totally fine with being like, fuck Geminis. Fuck you, Gemini, you know.
I've heard that. I always like see
the worst.
Because of you, all of my suggested is just like astrology pages on Instagram, and like nearly all of them are just shitting on Gemini and like making fun of them or
they're
saying
horrible.
Like that they're evil,
two-faced.
Yeah, I guess
literally they have two faces.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible. No, and I do have some Geminis that are my friends. I actually have, I'd say, one really, really, really good friend of almost every sign, and like each and every one of them is like just so quintessentially their sign. Do you know, like, it's just so not shocking at all.
I feel like with me, because it's like, isn't it the scales? It's balance and justice. But I'm just like, I don't feel strongly either way.
Like, you have a good sense of, like, social justice, though. Like, you'd be very, like, you know, anti-racist, anti, you know, murdering gay people. You know, you'd be real like that. But also, the thing about Libra is that while they're balanced, they're extremely indecisive because they weigh things up and they often can't like decide which way to go on something. Do you know, like they flip flop between the two.
On the fence, like all the time. And then I don't take sides in arguments at all because I'm like, well, I see both of your points. So I also just think I'm a bit of a people pleaser. So I don't tend to kind of get involved in things.
Yeah, because you're a Libra, whereas I'm a Taurus. I'm a bullheaded
stubborn. Show me the red flag, bitch.
Oh no, that's it. Like we're really materialistic, really sensual, like super sensual, bit of glamour, real grounded people. But you know, when the red flag is waved, we just go mental. Like we have that, you know, anger in us.
Do you have a bad temper yourself?
I do, and it takes a lot to provoke it. Like it really, really does. Like it has to be, I have to be like in a really bad mood or have been really worn down by something. And then when it's just, you know, the straw that broke the bull's back, then I lose my shit. Like,
yeah,
it's I see that. It's kind of hilarious, you know. But yeah, like all my friends, like they're when they see someone kind of winding me up, I can see my friends kind of look at each other like with this like, oh no, it's gonna happen soon, stop them, they don't know what they're doing. You know? But yes, so the game that I have invented, Danny, is I have researched and I have done the BERT charts. Bert,
my name's Bert.
Hey, Bert. The birth charts of five of the most notorious cult leaders, okay, in the world. You will be very familiar with all of them. And what I've done is I have mapped out their sun sign, their moon sign, and their rising sign. And we're going to play a little game because you know so much about these cult leaders that I'm going to see if you can accurately predict, based upon your knowledge of the cult leaders and all the astrology I've been forcing down your throat for the last year or so, if you can accurately guess what their star sign is, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, and I know that sounds kind of difficult because your knowledge of astrology would be, you know, limited enough. You can't commune with the stars in the same way as I can. So what I've done is I have found their sun sign, their moon sign, and their rising sign, okay? And they're, anyone who knows anything about astrology, they're considered the big three that most influence your personality, okay? And so what I'm going to do is I will give you, I suppose I'll let you have the correct answer. You don't have to necessarily say their sun sign. You can just say which you think is their main sign. And if you get one of those, if it's one of those three, I will say, okay, fair enough. Like you've won. Is that fair?
Yeah. Just double checking with you though. Sun is like your main, like, you know, like you'd read your horoscope and I'd read like Libra.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm Taurus. Yeah, absolutely. Your moon is kind of like your inner kind of emotional, like your emotional personality, like how you deal with your emotions.
We're both Pisces, I think.
We're both Pisces moons, which is like really sensitive, creative, and a bit depressed.
Oh my god. You're right.
Yeah, and then the rising sign is kind of, it always kind of confuses me, but it's apparently how you present yourself to the world. So it's like your presentation style, okay? But yeah, so do you want to play?
I'll go on then.
Yes! I thought the microphones had stopped working.
I was pondering. I was like, do I want to make an idiot out of myself to all the gypsies? Like, yes.
I mean, that's what we do on this podcast every week anyway, so.
That's true.
Okay. And also, okay, there is a prize, right? So I have gone to astrocharts.com, okay, which is a website that allows you to find out celebrities' birth charts. And so what I've done is I have managed to find a celebrity whose big three matches these five cult leaders. And they are celebrities of varying levels of fame and hilarity. And if you manage to get these right, then I will reveal who the cult leader's celebrity astro doppelganger is.
Okay, that sounds fun. Actually, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, let's ready to jump in?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so the first one, I'm sure you're going to know it already because it's the love of your life. It's Jim Jones, who we discussed last week of the Jonestown Massacre.
Big Daddy Jim is a Taurus.
He is indeed. Ding, 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 ding. I knew you'd know that one because you know everything about him.
I love him so much.
So well done. So the celebrity who shares the same placements as Jim Jones is Daniel Day-Lewis.
See, he's Irish, right? Is he?
Yes. So Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor, you know, he was in My Left Foot.
Is that Christy Brown?
Yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas, Christy Brown.
Oh, it's not called Christy Brown?
No, that was the character's name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he actually have a gammy foot?
No. Did you not study this for your Leaving Cert like everyone else in Ireland?
No, I think we did Witness with Sexy, Sexy Harrison Ford.
Oh, I like that, but I don't know what that is. But I like Sexy Harrison Ford. No, so you basically got it all wrong. Basically, his left foot was the only part of his body that he could move. And it's based on a true story, and it's the only part of his body that he could move. And he was raised by like a working class Irish family. And he learned how to, I was going to say read and write with his foot, but that obviously isn't correct. He learned how to write with his foot, and he ended up like writing a book about his life and becoming like really famous.
He wrote the book with his foot?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, I know, right? And he ended up, it's like a really lovely story, but actually, so at the end of the film, he ends up marrying like his carer, like his nurse. But as it turns out, years later, like he died, and I'm pretty sure she murdered him and might be in prison now.
Was this the movie or was this real life?
No, the movie is based on real life, and the movie ends, and then he like later was murdered.
Oh dear, why do they think that she did it? What's like the evidence?
I mean,
that's another podcast.
Definitely. I think there was like a lot of evidence against her. Like, I'm pretty sure she did it. Like,
you don't fucking know who you're going to bed with. Like,
no,
I say that to Matt all the time. I could roll over and just stab him in his sleep.
Well, like, I hope at this point you know Matt and he knows you. Like, you should be worried about the single among us.
He's punched me in the face before in his sleep.
He had that coming.
Like, full, I probably did, but like full on decked me. And then I've woken up and like punched him back and been like, what the fuck? And he's like, what? Like waking up so angry. And I was like, you just punched me in the fucking face. And he's like, oh. I just rolled back over and went to sleep. And I was like, great. You don't know. He could kill me as well. So,
I mean, he might kill you and then me and him run away together.
So,
he has a very soothing voice, Danny.
He does have a very soothing voice.
So soothing, yeah.
It's quite calming. He's very well spoken.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely, lovely. Speaking of calming, soothing voices who are well spoken, I'm not sure if that actually applies to this next cult leader, but Danny, you'll tell me. So we have Charles Manson.
Oh, okay. Manson I don't know if this probably sounds really bad on me, but Manson reminds me so much of a guy I dated briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Scorpio. I want to say that he's a Scorpio.
Correct!
Yay!
Yeah, he was a Scorpio. He was a Scorpio sun sign, an Aquarius moon. Aquariuses are basically like aliens, so that makes a lot of sense considering everything we know about him. And yep. He was actually a Taurus rising as well. So congratulations. So Charles Manson's celebrity astro doppelganger, he actually has two. And it looks like there's a lot of thespians there carrying forward that trio of signs, because his first celebrity doppelganger is Vivian Leigh, notoriously troubled actress from Gone with the Wind.
Notoriously troubled. Oh. I'm putting that on my Instagram bio.
She was extremely troubled, God love her, but fabulous and beautiful.
I know.
Kind of like Charles Manson. But his other celebrity doppelganger, and I just had to include this because I have not heard this name in the longest time, is Tamsin Outhwaite.
Oh my God.
I know, from EastEnders.
Oh, it's been years since I've heard that name.
Melanie from EastEnders. Could be the next Manson in the making.
Is she the one that had the deviated septum? No, that's Daniela Westbrook.
That's Daniela Westbrook from all the coke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but Tamsin was Melanie from EastEnders. Would have been, I think, wasn't she one of Phil's on again, off again lovers?
Yes.
Phil basically fucked every woman. It's so weird. Like, have you seen him?
It's like Jim Jones, where you're obligated to sleep with him. Everyone in Albert Square has to fuck Phil Mitchell.
That's actually going to be the plot twist of EastEnders, is that it's actually Phil Mitchell has been running a cult in there. Like, they're all members of his cult.
I'd believe it fully.
So our next cult leader is David Miscavige, who is the current leader of the Church of Scientology. So based upon what you know about him, are you able to guess what his birth chart looks like?
Well, he fucking loves himself, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a Leo?
Okay, he is actually a Leo rising, so well done. Oh. Yes, he is. His star sign, or his sun sign, is another Taurus, okay?
Because
loads of them are Tauruses, apparently.
You just have that personality, you're all crazy.
Mm-hmm. And he is a Cancer moon sign, so a very emotional person. But then, of course, the Leo in him is like, you know, very...
I'm the victim.
I wouldn't say the victim. I'd say he's like attention-seeking, drama, flair, you know, this kind of showiness. That makes sense. And his celebrity astro doppelganger is TV's Aaron Spelling.
Who is that?
You don't know who Aaron Spelling is?
No.
Okay, well, like, I know that you don't get any pop culture references beyond, you know, mid-noughties rock bands.
Wow.
But Aaron Spelling is a famous TV producer who ran the CW. He created shows like Charmed, Beverly Hills 90210. His daughter is Tori Spelling of Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, I know like the shows and stuff, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never heard that name in my life.
Okay, well... weird. I remember seeing them on Cribs years ago when I was a kid, and they went into this room, and Tori Spelling, I think it was Candy, I think it was her mom actually, and she was like, this is
Candy Spelling.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah, you should read up on them. They have a tragic and glamorous history. But they had like a rapping room, and like that's not like a room where like you record rap music. It was like where they kept like wrapping paper and ribbons and bows. And I remember being like, oh my God, I need it.
It was like, can you rap? Like, not obviously you can't like spit bars, but I just mean, are you good at rapping?
Rude. My party trick is I know all the words to Two and Two by Azalea Banks and can rap them at speed. And also Nicki Minaj's verse in Monster. They're my two party tracks.
Everybody knows that. And I know all of Super Bass to this day. to this day, I still know all of it, and I love it.
It's not competition. But yeah, oh my
well,
God.
Well, no. It certainly isn't a close one.
I am like the king of rapping. I am absolutely the king of, and again, like rapping presents as opposed to anything else. And I go all out. I like to get wrapping paper and ribbons and bows that like no one else can get anywhere else. And I come up with like a theme and everything gets wrapped like that. And yeah, I'm really coming into my element now. Coming into the 1st of December. Let's go. Here we go.
My present better be wrapped amazingly.
I actually picked out your present the other day.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I won't get to wrap it though because
send it on.
No, I won't get to wrap it though because like I've already I'm ordering it online, and so it's
you're just
gonna
order it
your
from
house.
My Prime. So
shh, shh, little baby, don't say
we
a
now,
word. Connor's gonna
we
buy
now share.
Your Christmas present.
We now share a Prime inadvertently.
It's what good friends do.
It's true. It's
I've been
true.
Using my friend's Netflix account for like the last 7 years. Like I don't own a Netflix.
Oh yeah,
account.
Same. Like it's fine.
So Danny, our last cult leader that we're going to play this with. There is actually one more, but I'm going to withhold that one till later. So the last cult leader that we are going to be playing with is David Koresh of the Waco Massacre. So
oh.
That's a real dark one. We'll definitely have an episode on that one eventually.
Yeah, I love him. Well, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well, obviously he's a fucking crazy person. Mm-hmm. See, I want to say a Scorpio, but I don't think... Aries?
You are incorrect on both counts. He is a Leo. And he has an Aquarius moon and actually a Libra rising. So that might be why you want to be friends with him so badly.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I wanted to be friends with him.
I don't know. I mean, it's on the record. I mean, we have a literal recording. So viewers,
Danny,
listeners, if you would like to rewind back and let us know what Danny
Please
said.
Please don't.
However, for the purposes of the listeners playing at home, I will reveal who the celebrity astro doppelganger is because they may have been able to guess correctly. And the celebrity astro doppelganger is
drumroll
Joe Jonas.
I love Joe Jonas.
I actually didn't think you would know who he was. I had put in brackets beside it, like in case you didn't know. I just said the one that isn't Nick.
Are you kidding? Do you remember that show on the Disney Channel? I loved it. It was so funny.
I was a Nickelodeon kid growing up. I wasn't a Disney gal.
I only watched it because when I was living in New York, we only had two channels. It was Sports Center and Disney Channel. And we just binged the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
Is he, Joe though, is the one that is married to Sansa Stark, right?
Like to a fictional character.
She has a name, but I don't know it. So Sansa Stark.
Yes, it is. Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner, yes. Yeah, I love the two of them together. I keep seeing like memes and stuff and pictures and like videos of them out like partying and they both seem so nice. Mm-hmm. So fair play after that last season of Game of Thrones. She needed something good in her life.
And she has a Jonas brother. It's, in my opinion, the wrong one, but you know.
Oh, they're all fucking fine though. They're all really hot.
I mean, Nick is the dream though. Like... He's the youngest,
isn't he? He was on Scream Queens.
Yeah, he was on Scream Queens. I don't know if he's the youngest. I don't know much about him because, as I said,
not this
I was
podcast, the show.
That we have nothing to do with, by the way. yeah, he is good. But you see, I don't know who's the youngest or whatever because, as I said, I was a Nickelodeon kid growing up and I only really got to know Disney Channel stuff when I was far too old to be watching it. Like, me and my friend used to, like, love... Hannah Montana, like, but this is like when we were in college. Like, we used to watch it when we were in college.
Yeah, like... It's not a bad show because you, like, none of you, not one person listening to this podcast, nor you, can look at me and tell me that you wouldn't ride the cock off Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, you know,
he's so hot.
There's definitely something about him.
He's so hot. There's and Achy Breaky Heart is a jam.
Do you want to try and guess what his star sign is?
Oh, do you know it?
Not off the top of my head, but we can like try and guess it.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess maybe a Leo.
A Leo?
He's got that burning, like, allure. Yeah, I think he might be a Leo.
But he's also got, like, really, like, kind eyes. So I'm like, I don't think a Leo would have, like, those really kind eyes.
Okay.
Are you looking it up now?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know what it is?
Oh. Oh.
Don't tell me.
Okay, yeah, I know what it is.
I have no idea.
Danny, so we'll have to cut this her time if you don't just say it on there.
I was like, is he a Libra?
He is a Virgo.
Oh, I don't like Virgo.
I wouldn't want them either. I was so close. He just missed the Leo cutoff point by like 2 days or something. It's such a shame. It's so close. Yeah.
Raiden.
Oh, wait. Wait, this one is saying his son is in Leo. Oh, I don't know what's going on anymore. This one,
Billy Ray, if you're listening to this, just give us a shout. Tell us what your star sign is.
Call me. Call both of us.
Yeah.
We make your dreams come true. So that is the game, Danny. As I said, I do have one star sign left, but I am withholding it because it is the star sign of our dear, dear friend, sweet Marshall Applewhite.
He's so lovely with his big, beautiful eyes. He's gorgeous.
I almost called him Apple Bottom there. And I was like, Apple Bottom jeans. And the reason why I'm going to withhold that is because I am going to tell the story of Heaven's Gate and expose all about Marshall Applewhite. And then I want to ask at the end what star sign you think he is.
Yes, and Heaven's Gate, just so you know, nickname from my vagina.
Well, you tried to make it like a thing. You know, you were like walking around school being like, it's not my vagina, call it that. And everyone was like, no. And they had to like get the principal involved. It was very upsetting.
Yeah. And the police were called and yeah, it was a whole big thing. Anyway, go on with the show.
Well, that story deserves its own episode, so we will just move on.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I am going to tell you the story of Heaven's Gate. Not Danny's vagina, that's the follow-up episode. Danny, how much do you know about Heaven's Gate and about our dear friend Marshall Applewhite?
Not a lot, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for it. Like, I've obviously, I've read up on it and stuff, but nowhere near the extent of, like, you know, the Jonestown Massacre or anything like that. But yeah, so I'm excited to hear this because a lot of it's going to be super new to me. So
excellent. Okay, I'm glad to hear that because that makes it a bit more fun for both of us. So, <Yeah. laughs> okay. So I'll just dive right in. So Marshall Applewhite, whose middle name was Herf, by the way, which is hilarious. Okay. H-E-R-F-F.
Herf.
He was born redacted for the purposes of our game. Sorry. Almost got me there in my own notes. Hoist by my own retard. Is it retard?
Oh, I don't know.
It can't be retard. Moving on. So he was born in Texas, where he had served in the army, and then he moved to New York to start a singing career because, man, this boy had dreams of stardom. Like me.
Clearly.
Yeah, like me. And he ended up on a podcast.
Wow. I'm offended. I can't do any better than you, Danny. So this is where I am.
Yep.
You sound just like Matt. Wow.
Yep. We've talked about it.
Wow. World bronze medal.
Mm-hmm. If you're lucky, please. with those participation prizes, you know, you get a rock. Wow. It'd be like the Slimming World group. You get a rock. Well done.
I'm logging out forever.
Okay, I'll just continue on my own. But when that didn't work out, he went to teach music at the University of Alabama, where he was regarded as an engaging speaker and a stylish dresser.
Oh, something him and Big Jim have in common. Then.
They do. That's not all that they have in common, as we will find out. But also, stylish dresser. Remember that for guessing the star sign. Okay. So while teaching there, despite being married to a woman, he had a sexual relationship with a male student, where he was, you know, rightfully fired, even though, you know, it's kind of hot because, you know, like the student was an adult. So like, you know, it's fine, but it's also not fine. Do you know? So,
I don't know, though. If the student was an adult and it's two consenting adults, is it that bad?
It's still not great being like a position of power. And if he was like in his 40s and the student is like 18, yeah. Do you know? Like, I think it's like a really hot, like, you know, plot line for like porn or something where like, where like they're just two like imaginary characters that aren't left traumatized by the experience. In real life, it's a bit. And the fact he was married as well also makes it kind of hot. But
but to a woman, no less.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what makes it really hot. I mean, I've heard. So he was rightfully fired, and his wife left him because, you know, she just obviously felt that she wasn't meant for this life on the down low. So he returned to Texas again to teach, because, you know, apparently there was no official record blacklisting him from teaching for being a sexual predator. like they were just like, well, he can't teach here. But they were like, there's a school down the road. You should go there. And so that he did, where he became known locally as a popular singer. So he's starting to maybe climb the ladder, reach those singing dreams. He eventually quit teaching there too, because it is speculated he had another gay affair, because damn, those Texas music students, they're just so hot. I can't blame them.
Or it's him. It's his big, beautiful eyes. And they're like, okay, cult daddy.
I mean, like, I kind of get, he has eyes like a young Paul Newman, but like in an old man's face. So just like Paul Newman, I suppose. Modern day Paul Newman.
What just popped into my head is that, like, guys, that this is like, this podcast is like 40% Simpsons quotes. But like, you know, when like the new character, Paul Newman's gonna have my legs broke.
You're ruining it.
Sorry. Go on.
They can't know. They're supposed to think they're our original joke. Oh, they're so funny, like a young Matt Groening. Like a young Rory Calhoun.
That's right. The David O. Selznick.
So Marshall fled to New Mexico, where he opened a delicatessen for a short time because he really loves meat.
Slow down, maestro. There's a New Mexico?
Stop.
I'll stop. I have to. I'm sorry.
So our guy, he's getting around the US a good bit, and he's really trying his hand at every job. He clearly didn't like being a delicatessen, because he was just like, nah, actually, back to Texas I go. So there he meets who will be his future wife, Bonnie. Yes, wife, lol. He meets her in a hospital, which is never good. And upon meeting her, he claimed that they had met in a past life. And she told him that their meeting had been foretold to her by aliens. So they're just like a match made in hell. Like they are. That's.
Go they on. All say that. All of them.
Really? No one has ever told me that.
You're not special.
No, normally they're like, oh, I don't know where I found you. Or like, you appeared to me in a nightmare. Or the old woman warned me about you. But yeah, so we're already off to like a really terrible start with these two, because they will later claim to be biblical prophets. But they can't even agree on the story of how they met. I mean, they're already telling two conflicting versions of this. You know, and that can happen in real life. Like anytime I'm like dating a guy that like I met on Grindr, I'm like, we met at Starbucks. That's all anyone needs to know. And then I tell people, oh, we met at Starbucks. And then people are like, at Starbucks? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, like, how did he approach you? Like, how did you actually run into each other there? Like, what did you say? What did he do? What was he wearing? And I'm like, shit, I didn't think this is true at all. Like, it's much less likely that someone would ever hit on you in a Starbucks. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, if someone hit on me in Starbucks, I'd be like, oh, go away.
Predator. Like,
yeah. My rape whistle. So they discussed mysticism at length, and they concluded that they were both divine messengers who were chosen to fulfill biblical prophecies, as you do. And they had been given higher level minds than everyone else, of course. And they also got really into astrology at the time. So, you know, like, up the lads. Like, it's a dangerous game to get into astrology because it really pulls you in. Like, any of my friends who used to be like, Connor, will you stop sending me astrology memes? They're now like, and I knew his birth time just by looking at him in the eyes. And it's like, yep, that's it. That's how it gets you. So they're playing a very dangerous game. They wrote a pamphlet together.
I love a pamphlet.
Oh my god, I know, you're always flicking through them at the GP and you're just like, oh, I love this. And they wrote one in which they described Jesus's reincarnation as a Texan, which is basically them being like, oh, look, this pamphlet says that Jesus will be reincarnated as a Texan. And then he, the Texan man, Applewhite, would step out and be like, well, girl, oh gosh, ain't that something? Look, I'm Jesus. Yeah, I know. So they also decided that they were the two witnesses that are described in the book of Revelation, which is mad considering neither of them actually remembered the event taking place. This is just something they, you know, decided upon, of course. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, we were there. I was in the bathroom, but yeah, we were there.
I was washing my hands. Like, giving myself a pep talk in the bathroom. Now, what you're about to witness is very important. You need to remember this for the rest of your days. So Bonnie, she had actually been married with two children when they met. And, you know, Applewhite was clearly a homosexual. So this was essentially a platonic relationship. But her husband left her and took the kids because she was spending too much time with her gay best friend, basically.
Yeah, it's us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We are the Bonnie and Marshall.
Well, watch out, Matt. I mean, this is happening. So basically, Applewhite felt that she was the perfect opportunity to have a loving relationship that he always wanted without what he called the distraction of sex. Okay. So this is basically the 1970s version of when closeted bisexual guys, you know, like, refuse to introduce me to their friends because they don't want to put a label on things. I was like, I didn't ask you to do that. Just like, I want to meet Harry. And they're like, oh. So yeah, so this is the tale as old as time, right? And unlike all young lovebirds, or friend birds,
love friends.
Friend birds, love friends, dream of, they decided to open a bookstore.
Can we open a bookstore?
Please, yes. I would love that. I mean, books are kind of on their way out now, but, like, you know, we can sell, you know, like, tablets, you know,
tablet world.
And like, I love that. And like, actually what we could do as well is that, like, you know, we'd actually have like an illegal back alley operation where we're selling like tablets, like prescription medications, but like we could really flaunt it because then when the police come in and like see all the shady people hanging around in our store, we could just be like, yes, we sell tablets, here's a drawing tablet and an eye tablet, what kind of tablet do you need? And then they'd be like, this checks out, and then leave.
Yeah, because you weren't technically lying, because we do sell tablets.
No, we're just being really brazen about it.
Well, we told you guys, like, why is it now suddenly a big deal?
We can have, like, the sign outside can be, like, tablets, and then, like, have, like, you know, like, one of those emojis, there's, like, a winky face or, like, a smirk, oh, yeah. You know? Or the one that goes, shh.
Oh, yeah, the little finger. I love that guy as well.
I love him. He's so creepy. I love it. So this is a bookshop called the Christian Art Center, which is pretty gas, because, you know, they're clearly not Christian at all, or yeah, arts related. And they began to travel around the United States in 1973 in order to spread their views. Now, surprisingly, their ideas were wildly unpopular, okay? And they were, you know, really dismayed about it because the belief system that they invented was like an orgy of Christianity and kind of the New Age movement, which was really big at the time, and American pop culture and sci-fi. So it was like a load of bullshit.
All like, sounds amazing.
No, it does, but like it sounds amazing, like ironically, like, you know. And I will get into further what some of their belief systems was. But so wildly unpopular, and they actually only gained one convert who was a friend of theirs from Houston. so imagine just like, oh well, actually we're starting a cult. Yes, I'll be at it. I want to be at it. I'll join. I'm already joined. I've shaved my head. My head is gone. Look, I'm bald. Like, you know. Wow. And you can just imagine them being like, oh great, thanks Linda, you know. Did it have to be fucking Linda? Oh, I didn't even want to invite her to this bake sale, and now she's the only member of the cult.
Poor Linda, I love that.
I wouldn't feel sorry for Linda. I mean, I'd say it was all she had to live for. She must have been single, Danny.
Yes, if those of you are just tuning in, I hate single people.
Apparently we have nothing to live for, and we're the only people that will join cults. I would say Linda was far too into this. Like, I'd say they were even dismayed by how bored she was with everything. Oh, and it's their Linda's, cult.
Linda's fully like knitting sweaters for her cat. Like, she's that kind of single.
Her cat named Marshall. Yeah, you know, she definitely...
Oh, Marshall is such a good cat name.
Just for the record, I don't know if her name was Linda. We do know it was a woman from Houston, but that's all that we know.
It's going to be like Linda or like Patty.
Oh, I think it's more of a Linda. Yeah. Patty is the name of like an old lesbian woman who, she's seen too much. She's been around for too long. She wouldn't be pulled into this kind of shite. Do you know the kind of way? Like, I'd say if you tried to recruit Patty, she'd just look at you with this like, and like walk away.
I think Patty would be like a glamorous old woman, and she used to be called like Patty Cake.
Like Pat Butcher.
That was the most unattractive laugh, I'm sorry.
Do you know, my cousins of mine, they have some relative that I've actually never met, but I think she's like their aunt or their great aunt on like the other side of the family. And her name is Pat, and she makes loads of cakes. And so like all my family call her Patty Cake.
Oh my god, I have to meet her.
I've never met her. She was really sick there a while ago, I think. So hope get well soon, Patty
Cake. Get well soon, Patty.
But so 2 years later, and Linda is still their only member, and Applewhite is arrested for failing to return a rental car, because that's, you know, somehow the kind of thing that a divine messenger will just forget. But he maintained upon being arrested that he had been divinely authorized to keep the car. So obviously he was immediately put in prison for 6 months.
He's like, I was on a beer run for Jesus, you fucks.
So he, while in prison then, obviously he had a lot of time to think about what he'd done, and also what he was going to do, because he further developed his theology and it started to become even more mental than it already had been. So some of those beliefs were, they believed everything had to be identical. And these are kind of like the day-to-day running of the cult. Everything had to be identical. So they all dressed the same way. And they all ate the same food and all that jazz. Which is probably, you know, a way for a cult to kind of take away their sense of individuality and identity, so that they'd be more likely to obey the cult or something.
Yeah, they do it in like the military. Mm. They just like shave your head and they give you like a dog tag.
Yeah, exactly.
Private, yeah.
Privates.
I don't know.
No, exactly. They were also really into the master cleanse, which is kind of gas. You know, it's good enough for Beyonce, it is good enough for them. But yeah, and I suppose as well, if you're like starving, you're like much more likely to believe the bullshit that you're told, and like you wouldn't have, like, your brain wouldn't be working properly, like you wouldn't be concentrating properly, and you'd, you know, wouldn't have the energy to like fight anyone on anything. You'd just be like, yeah, sure, you know. Linda could probably stand at losing a few pounds anyway. Linda was only delighted with the master class.
Hey, Linda is an angel, you leave that woman alone.
What was weird about this cult though is that, I don't know about you, Danny, but what I've noticed is that cults always seem to be used as a way to participate in some weird sex stuff. Do you know the kind of way? Like even like Jonestown last week, we were looking at, and the Mansons, you know, were renowned for being pretty freaky deaky and gross. But these guys were celibate because apparently this new place, this planet that they were all eventually going to go to, which would be like heaven as a physical place in the universe, it was a place without gender. So they all got castrated in order to, you know, repress any kind of sexual urges that they had. Apparently, when they first did this, it was literally just like a random member of the cult who had at one point been a nurse in her life. And she was like, oh, I'll do it. But then it all went wrong. It, you know, I wouldn't doubt if it was looking Linda. I know my way around meat and two veg. Ha Linda. So she was just doing it. And then it all went wrong. And one of them almost died. So then they were like, okay, we're not going to do this again. Let's like get like an actual medical professional. Sorry, Linda.
You hired like a medical profession. I can't talk. Medical professional to like castrate people.
Well, the thing is, like, if you want it, you can get yourself castrated. It's just, you know, there's not much of an appetite for it there, you know. But I mean, like, you can if you want. You know, like, I've heard like some pedophiles who like, before they like hurt any children, that they purposely went and got themselves castrated so that they couldn't.
You hear that, guys? That is the responsible thing to do.
Please do that.
Do that and then go get help.
Yeah. But anyway, these weren't pedophiles because they were completely celibate.
Good yeah, on them.
It is good. And like, that's definitely some kind of weird expression of Applewhite's, you know, weird thing about his sexuality as well. Do you know that kind of way? Like, yeah. He's definitely super gay shamey about it all. But he had concluded that humans had been brainwashed by Lucifer and that his followers could break free of his control, and that when they could do that, that they would be saved and they would ascend to the heavens. He specifically cited sexual urges as the work of Lucifer. And again, as I said, a closet case would. But in addition to that, he also stated that evil extraterrestrials called Luciferians, that they sought to thwart his mission. Okay.
I love Luciferians.
I mean, like the idea of them, or like, do you know any?
I don't know any, but like,
maybe you do.
Lucifer and Sabrina is really hot, so.
Look, let's not start talking about my ex, okay?
Okay, sorry.
You ruined my life. Anyway, now, in case you can't tell from this narrative, at this point, he's kind of starting to lose his mind. Like, he was obviously already a bit wacko, but he's starting to get really paranoid. He's getting all conspiracy, like, you know, that these evil Luciferians are out to get him. And importantly, he starts predicting that the apocalypse is about to occur. These really terrible changes will soon occur on Earth. And he was right, Danny. I mean, Look around you. He had the right idea getting out of here while he could, you know.
Big Marshall knew.
Daddy Marshall knew all about it. So, yeah, initially the cult, they had this idea that they were going to physically ascend, okay? So they believed that heaven was essentially a planet out there in space. And that they would literally, their bodies would rise up off the earth and travel there. Yeah, they were just going to all get beamed onto some spaceship. And so the members are like, oh, sound deadly. We don't have to die. But then in 1985, Bonnie died. Okay.
Oh, Bonnie.
And Applewhite was distraught. And this really challenged his views on the idea of physically ascending, because everything about this cult is based upon the idea that he and Bonnie are supposed to ascend to the heavens together. And so if she's dead, she, like, that can't happen. And instead of being like, maybe I have this all wrong, he was like, of course, we have to die and willingly give up our bodies, and then we'll get there, okay? And for some reason, everyone was still like, sure, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So he concluded that Bonnie's spirit had traveled in a spaceship and received a new body, and that his followers and he would do the same. As I said, he believed heaven was a planet on which these highly evolved beings dwelt. And they had to they have to shed their physical bodies in order to ascend to there. He said that Jesus, who was apparently an alien, came to Earth, was killed, and rose from the dead before being transported onto a spaceship to return to his home planet.
I have to go now. My planet.
Oh my God, we really are older Simpsons quotes, aren't we?
I know.
He claimed that Jesus was apparently supposed to have saved mankind and taken them all to heaven with him. But after we had killed him, he was like, I don't think you guys are ready for this just yet.
And not ready for this jelly.
And instead of trying to, you know, save them, and improve them in order to take them to heaven, he just left. Right sound.
And he's taking his ball and going home.
Yeah, like, literally the definition of it. So he decided that, you know, or Applewhite, not Jesus, this is. He decided that an opportunity for humans occurred every 2,000 years that they could, you know, ascend to this next level. And that in the early 90s, it would have been 2,000 years since Jesus had been here, so that that opportunity was on its way soon. So then, strangely enough, they kind of faded into obscurity, okay, for many years, until about 1992. You see, they weren't very good at recruiting, okay? You know, after Linda, she was the only member for a while, and she was really into it. And then they kind of very slowly built up their numbers, but it's estimated that a couple of hundred people had joined and left, okay, between right. then and 1992, because, you know, they were like, fuck this shit, this is mental. But as we entered into the 90s, the dawn of the internet allowed them new opportunities to share their beliefs to a wider audience in a way that wasn't possible before, okay? There's only so much a pamphlet can do, but in the online space, you can reach pretty much anyone. And that's true to this day. I mean, it's shocking that there haven't been kind of stronger cults in, like, yeah. recent years. Do you know that kind of way? But yeah, so they started to really use the internet to, you know, try and recruit people. They recorded a 12-part video series, which is available to watch in places online, and I would highly recommend it. Yeah, I'd really recommend it because it's kind of hilarious, but also it's not on YouTube, but you can, like, find clips of it, like, here and there. Do you know that kind
of way?
Do
they still have a website? Hang on.
They do. Their website is, like, still active. It's hilarious. If you can go on the website, it is so funny. It's basically like, it hasn't been updated since, like, you know, the event.
My God.
Are you on it?
Yeah, this is so 90s.
Oh my God, I know. It's like, you know that episode of The Simpsons where Homer makes the website?
My webpage.
Yeah, and it's all like screaming alarm clocks and dancing Jesus. It's like, it's literally like that. The graphics, oh, everything about it. It's
amazing. So hard to read. I love it.
It's amazing.
Oh, you can buy them.
What?
Video. You can buy them on here. So videotape one.
Oh, last you can buy chance. The video.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can
okay.
buy. There's two videotapes and a book. So it's Last Chance to Evacuate Earth Before It's Recycled. Planet Earth About to Be Recycled. Your only chance to survive.
Yeah, so that was like what the topic of that 12-part video series was, essentially.
All right, I'm going to buy them. And
oh, my God,
and
please do.
Them.
Oh, my God, please do.
I'm
oh
buying
my
them right
God.
Now if,
yes.
if they'll let me.
Yes, excellent. Buy them after the podcast because I still have stuff to say.
Okay.
So they spent about $30,000 to publish a full-page advertisement in USA Today that warned of a catastrophic judgment about to befall Earth, and they provided the public with the opportunity to escape by joining the cult. This led to about 20 former members to rejoin the group, which is, you know, not a great return on your investment. They didn't even manage to get anyone new. It was just like some of the other people were like, oh, sorry, take us with you. They then purchased 40 acres of land, and they built a compound, which they referred to as the Earth Ship, using tires and lumber. So it's basically like a sofa fort.
Lumber, weenie lumber.
Amazing. And they had the money to do all this because a large portion of their income came from designing web pages, okay? Which, as I said, is hilarious because the cult's website is still active. And if this is the kind of content they were churning out, oh
it's
my God.
Amazing.
living for it.
Go look for it, guys. It's actually incredible. I love it.
Apparently, two surviving members still operate it. Like, it's actually because someone has to be still running it, even though it hasn't, like, really been updated in any way.
Oh, yeah. But, like, you're paying for the domain name, aren't you?
Yeah. And, like, could you imagine, like just two people, like, in that sofa fort, like, just updating the website and doing nothing else? I bet it's Linda. Linda is totally there.
I'm emailing them right now.
Say, hi, Linda. Linda.
No, I'm going to email and I'm going to see if they'll let me join. Let's see. They probably won't, but are they, like, actively on it? Do they actively, like,
respond? Okay, Danny, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
You're like...
Yeah.
Yes, Danny, fine.
How are you?
Okay, right. Hi there. I'm absolutely dying to kill myself and go to space.
Oh my god.
Do you have any Nike decades, sorry guys, spoiler alert, to send me so I can suit up? I also think gay sex is weird.
Gay sex is weird.
Danny.
Gay sex is weird. Like, I'm gay and I'm like, gay sex is so weird.
You're like getting fucked and you're like, this is so strange.
No, think about it. This is so fucking weird. Like, that's not what this is for. God, certainly. Mother Nature has a sick sense of humor. I'll tell you that.
Oh, God. Putting like, a if clit God in meant just to put anything there, he'd put it on our faces.
No, I'll just put a G-spot right here.
I'm sending it. It literally is just to rep@heavensgate.com. But like,
oh, wow.
Linda@heavensgate.com.
Oh my god. Poor Linda.
Right, so I've sent it. So if we hear anything back, we will let you guys know.
And I think we should, if they do reply, we should try and get them on as a guest.
Oh my god, I would love to.
Could you imagine it was Linda? Oh my god, imagine if it was Linda. And imagine she was like, well, I was their first recruit. Oh my god, poor Linda. She didn't even get to die to go with them to the planet.
Oh my god, they're like, Linda.
No, Linda, you stay here and we're on the website. Oh, are you sure? Yes.
Whatever I can do, I help, I guess.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
God.
I know, Linda. You're great. Linda. You've been great. I'll miss you most of all, Linda. Oh my god, she's just waiting for them to come back for her. Oh my god, Linda.
Can we make friends with Linda? Can she be a host?
I think Linda needs a friend more than anyone else.
I love you, Linda.
All she wanted was a friend. Like,
yeah.
She left her.
Oh, bless her. What dickheads.
If it is Linda, whoever is running the website was heavily involved in their designing web pages for like other people. So obviously they had like clients, okay? And like after like this all hit the news and like after the event, like people got in touch with some of the web design clients that they had, like the people they designed websites for. And they're quoted as saying that the members of the cult that they met didn't look particularly unusual for computer experts and like everyone else in the IT industry, which is so shady.
That's so rude.
I absolutely love it. Oh, so basically, Applewhite, his father, God, was an alien. And he was an alien traveling in a spaceship in the tail of the Hale-Bopp comet. Or the comet Hale-Bopp, sorry. And like, if that was true, then he clearly wasn't a very powerful god, because he had to like tailgate on a comet to get around.
What a name though. Hale-Bopp.
Hale-Bopp.
I love it.
Hale-Bopp, Hale-Bopp do the top ba da boo. Join my cult. So God was spinning around up there on the Hale-Bopp comet, and he was planning on recycling the Earth soon, which, you know, move over, Greta Thunberg. So the only way to escape before God recycled the Earth was to go with him as he passed by on the comet. And this is what he was calling ascending. Supposedly to an evolutionary level above human.
It's like skitching, you know, in Tony Hawk when you play and you like hang on to the back of a car.
I'm a homosexual. I've never played Tony Hawk in my life.
Yeah, I'm bro. Sorry.
Oh, bro. Great half pipe, bro. Suck my dick, bro.
Yes, that's exactly what I say every day.
Well, literally all I know about skaters is like porn.
Is there skater porn?
Oh, Danny. There's a whole world for you to explore.
Next episode, guys. Different types of porn.
I'll happily research this. Skater porn wouldn't really do it for me, though, in fairness. I like old men. But Danny, thankfully, a few months before this ascension, when the Hale-Bopp comet would be passing over Earth, Applewhite managed to swing a really good deal on what was called alien abduction insurance, which apparently would cover up to 50 members, and they would pay out $1 million per person. The policy covered abduction, impregnation, or, and I quote, death by aliens.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, apparently. It's a thing called niche insurance cover, and apparently it is a thing. And, you know, he managed to get a really good deal on it. So that's good to know. Danny, wow. does your insurance have this cover?
I don't have insurance, so...
Oh, dear. Listeners, does your insurance have this cover? Now a word from our sponsors. Zurich Insurance. Are you ready to come home?
I think we should do that. I think that's an idea for the next podcast, to have ads. We should just have an ad. I'm very bored at home, so I'm just going to write up a bunch of like adverts and sell things to you guys. So,
like, do we have the company's permission to do this?
No, I'm going to make up companies.
Oh, right. Okay. I mean,
I'm an entrepreneur.
I'm down. I mean, people hate ads in their podcasts, but okay.
Yeah, I know. But if it's me selling you something, you might actually buy it.
So here we are, Danny.
Wacky wavy. Bleh. No, fail.
Should I call an ambulance?
I wish you would. I wish somebody would. Carry on. Ignore me, guys. Sorry.
Okay. So we finally get to the moment we've all been waiting for. The event. Okay. Mm-hmm. When they all decided to shed their physical forms and ascend to the heavens as the Hale-Bopp comet passed Earth. The deaths didn't occur all at once, okay? Because it seems like they were a really poorly organized cult. But it looks as though they began on March 22nd and happened over the next 3 to 5 days. It looks like they took barbiturates in their dessert and washed it down with vodka. It's like, party.
Yeah.
Give me a slice.
You let them drink. You couldn't drink with Jonestown.
Except Kool-Aid. Flavor-Aid.
Flavor Aid.
Kool-Aid ain't cheap, bitch.
It's not.
I've never had either, so
it's awful.
Is it like Country Spring? You know that like
red lemonade?
Spring cream soda.
It's like this powder stuff that you like mix into water. It's gross.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it even sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh no,
it's awful.
So all the cult members were dressed in black t-shirts and sweatpants because, you know, comfort. And they were all wearing identical black Nike Decades, which was a sneaker.
I have wanted them for fucking ages. Sorry for yelling.
Your grand just like actually like backed away from my microphone, even though the sound doesn't come out from my microphone. I don't know why I backed away from it.
I've wanted these for ages, you guys, right? And I've been trying so hard to get
They've
a pair of them.
They've been discontinued. They're a collector's item now, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're kind of pulling away from Heaven's Gate, so whatever. But they're like $7,000 to $15,000 for a pair of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm dying to get a pair. So if anyone wants to buy me a pair, they're on my Amazon wish list. I really, really fucking want a pair of them. And like the thing is, they've released pretty much identical styles since then.
But they just won't call them that.
Yeah, they're not the Decade. And I just really want a Nike Decade. Like, I'm big into my trainers anyway. And Air Max especially. I know. It's my thing.
I mean, I literally don't own a pair of runners.
Really?
No.
What do you wear?
Like actual fashion shoes.
Like boots and stuff?
I'm the king of like Chelsea boots or formal shoes. I don't own a pair of like runners.
Do you not own like designer sneakers? Like really nice ones?
No.
All right, fuck me, am I right?
Yeah. Well, actually, Danny, the ever frugal Apple White, he apparently only purchased those shoes because they were so cheap to buy in bulk. and like it had nothing to do with the style of them or how they looked or anything. It was solely just that they were cheap.
Yeah, like, you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember, right, being young? I don't know if the...
No. 300 years of... No, my mother, oh, sailor wench of the port. strumpet.
Strumpet, I love
a
that
child
word.
Of a strumpet.
But yeah, do you remember like Champion was like so cheap and everyone like made fun of you for wearing it?
I never wore
it. And now it's so expensive. It's so fucking expensive now. And I had loads of Champion clothes when I was a kid because I was a little chav. But like I wasn't really. My mom was just like, put that on you, you'll be grand. That's actually what my mom sounds like. But yeah, like Champion was absolutely everywhere. And now it's like so fucking expensive. So I can imagine if they did release the Nike Decade again, people would be like, I will pay you $500 for that shoe.
Mm.
Genuinely. Because that's how these things happen. I don't know who made Champion famous again. It was probably like fucking Kylie Kardashian or something. No, wait, no, she's a Jenner. Well, I don't care. But yeah, one of them wearing it.
I used to wear Alessi's.
I love Alessi.
Are they still going? Like, sports brands are like, I do not own a single thing of like sports brand clothing at all.
Yeah, it's Nike. I wear a lot of Nike, like the yoga pants and stuff for like obviously working out, but like I don't wear.
And also working
else.
From home. out.
An Adidas pair, and they like are so. And they see, I have to say Adidas now because Matt says Adidas. I say Adidas.
It's Adidas, yeah.
It is, yeah. It's Adidas. But I like, I wear them, and because they're too short for me, which is fucking because they're so big on me. They come up to like under my tits, like they come up over my tits, and they're so short. And I'm like, they're so comfy. I feel like a pregnant pigeon. Like I'm not wearing them. They're great. Yeah, we're so off topic. Sorry, Nike Decades. They wore Nike Decades. Let's go back.
Well, then they deserve to die. No, so over these 3 to 5 days, 39 people died. Each of them was found with a purple bag over their heads, which is like just living for the drama. Like, it's like tinky wink, tinky winky there. Like. Among the dead was the brother of a Star Trek actress, which is like, you know, kind of mad considering the subject matter of their belief system. It says here it was considered the largest mass suicide since Jonestown, but like it still didn't like come anywhere near close to the figures, obviously, because Jonestown was like fucking ridiculous.
And it was also like half suicide, like half murder. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like they wanted to do it, kind
of. Not all of them, but all of Heaven's Gate.
Oh, in Jonestown. Oh, yeah. All of Heaven's Gate were like willing. Yeah. Strangely enough, I thought this was just really, really strange, was that Alan Hale, one of the people who discovered the comet, Hale of Hale-Bopp, he rather creepily enough before predicted that the comet would bring about suicides. He is quoted as having said, we are probably going to have some suicides as a result of this comet. And then afterwards, he was like, yeah, I'm not really surprised. Isn't that strange? Like, why would he think that the comet would result in suicides? Like,
I don't know, because like you always like tell me that, you know, the moon can kind of influence a lot of things, like water, like tides, and like menstruation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, he could have been like, "Oh, people gonna die with this." Like, yeah, doesn't like obviously because I have no idea about that kind of thing, but it wouldn't surprise me if that was like a citation. Is that the word I'm looking for? No.
I don't think like, so. Reason?
I don't know.
What are you also, trying like, to say?
Like, I don't know, like an idea, like or a whatever, like a theory, I guess, as to why there would be a lot of suicides. I don't know, lads.
Lads, if you know the word that Danny is trying to come up with, do let
everyone,
us know.
Everyone read me for this week's one because I said recipient instead of recipient.
Oh, do you know, I copped it. But yeah. you have said the word recipient incorrectly a couple of times since these podcasts.
A fun game
for our listeners is to go back now and listen to the old episodes and count how many times she says it incorrectly. Because like, how many times can you even need to say that word? But nope, there you are, just saying it wrong all the time.
Honestly, I've never ever said recipient. I've always just said like recipient.
You did it.
I know. I didn't know that it was until Matt was like, oh, because he turned around while he was editing and he was like, do you say recipient differently in Ireland? And I was like, what? Recipient. And I was like, oh, do you mean recipient? So I was like so convinced recipient. That I had it right. And he was just like, it's recipient. I'm like, pretty sure it's not. But yeah, thanks for the feedback. But it's not apparently. So recipient.
Leave it to the professional journalist.
I have a degree.
No.
I have a journalism degree from DCU. And I said recipient for like
many times.
Moving on. Anyway, let's go back.
No, so I'm going to close out this story with like, it's kind of hilarious, but it's also super sad. A couple of days after the news story broke, a 58-year-old man killed himself, and he left a note saying that he was going to join them on the Comet. This man had no connection to the group whatsoever, so obviously just like saw it on the TV and was like, hey guys, wait for me. But you know, like, you snooze, you lose. That Comet is long gone. Like, oh, yeah. Like, you've just done it for nothing. I don't know, like, maybe, like, it was Linda.
Like, Linda.
Guys, I've set up a bot to automatically renew the website. I can come with you. Oh, Linda, if you're out there, please do get in touch with us.
Genuinely, you can be on the podcast. You can be like the third member.
Fuck, she can have my role. Like, I'll give up being a host of this podcast for Linda. Not for you.
You don't even love me.
I like you as a friend.
But you say recipient and I can't do this anymore.
That's why I only like you as a friend.
Oh, I think it adds a charm and I'm never going to stop saying it now because I'm just going to make it my thing. I'm going to own my flaws. Well, whatever.
So, that's it, Danny. That is the story of Heaven's Gate. Yeah. So what star sign do you think Marshall Applewhite is?
Oh, he's a Taurus. Is he?
I know! Another one. Literally another fucking Taurus cult leader. So that makes Jim Jones. I was about to say me. So it's Jim Jones, Marshall Applewhite, David Miscavige, and Charles Manson had a Taurus rising. In my research for this episode, like when I was doing the, you know, the cult leader bit for the game, I said, oh, like, I'll just like do some research on, you know, patterns or whatever. And Taurus was highlighted as being the most likely to be a cult leader or a dictator. Dictators including Hitler and Saddam Hussein are Tauruses. The Queen of England is a Taurus, possibly unconnected to the previous sentence. Yeah, so that was an interesting thing for me to bear in mind as my future career path. But actually, what was strange, Danny, is that there's actually been a lot of research done into this in academia, which is like, lol, guys, do your PhD on something else. There's been a lot of research into the star signs of, you know, murderers and serial killers and cult leaders and all this kind of stuff. And what they found is all the main cult leaders, they share this astrological similarity in their 11th house, which is really interesting, but I have no idea what the fuck that means. So I thought, like, I better not, like, discuss it in any way.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's lovely.
Well, apparently your 11th house is got to do with how you interact with groups. And so it's quite interesting that this thing that determines how you enter your relationship with groups, that all these cult leaders had like the exact same like similarity there. It's not kind of mad, because like obviously their relationship with groups would be like hugely influential on how good of a cult leader they would be or how likely they are to be one. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I don't know anything about what the 11th house means, and I'm not gonna learn it now.
I don't care.
So maybe sometime we could have Ireland's chief astrologist on as a guest.
You should start sending out these emails, because you were gonna have that head of the paranormal thing as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Ireland has a chief astrologist. Like, I think I might have just made that up. But, like, every country should have one. If not, I should be them.
You can do it.
Chief astrologist of Ireland.
Just start calling yourself that now. No one can, like, you can be anything you want to be. Believe in yourself and you can achieve anything.
Imagine if I had been, like, doing it for years under, like, an assumed name and, like, some kind of outfit, like, that disguised my identity.
Hilarious. You'd have to have, like, a proper weird outfit. Like,
oh, my God. We're talking a turban. And, like, we're going full, like, magician wizard.
I think that you would be the guy that works in that shop that Homer went to. Being like... We also sell frozen yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, no. That is, it'd be like that crossed with like Jafar. From
Jafar
Aladdin.
Was sexy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He was.
Oh, yeah. He can trap me in an hourglass anytime, like 100%.
As long as he's in there. Do you come with the hourglass?
We need to stop the Simpson quote thing.
We should probably let them go, because we've been here for ages.
What?
Have we?
No, what are you talking about? Oh, the listeners. What?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, what? It sounded like we had someone kidnapped in a basement. I was like,
shut up.
What are you talking about? We should probably let them go. They've been here for ages. What?
Shut up. But yeah, no, you guys, next week, I'm actually going to let you in on a little bit of a behind the scenes. And I've not even said this to Connor yet.
So yeah, you should have seen how I just reacted. I just full on like sat back and like pulled away from the microphone and gave it like a real sassy look. Like, oh, really now? Go on.
So next week was supposed to be centered around skinwalkers, which are... super fucking interesting. If you've not heard of them, Google it. But if you Google it, it is Native American, I guess, not tradition, but
mythology.
Whatever. Yeah, they don't talk about it. And you're not supposed to talk about them or think about them, because then you'll bring them about. As a result, there's not a lot of information there. So I thought what we could do is talk about several different cryptids for you guys from like all over the world, which I think they're super interesting. So you've got, obviously, you've got you know, skinwalkers, you've got like the Jersey Devil, chupacabra, like all
the
of that. You've got Mothman. Yes.
Oh my God. Like, I'm sorry, that film is terrible, but it actually did terrify me. Honestly, that those fucking phone calls that sexy Richard Gere was getting with that horrible voice, my name is Ingrid. Oh my God, like it actually like scarred me. Sometimes I just think of that. Sometimes I think of that voice like as I'm going to sleep at night and I can't sleep. Honestly, like it's just the voice effect in like, yeah, oh my God, it's horrible. Because then, you know, it's a true story based on a true story as well. So I was like, who was it though? Who was that? Who was making those phone calls?
I'm actually playing a game now, and it's like a zombie survival game. And there's like this song that, like, not song, it's like music that plays like ambient when you're like scoping through places that have like nests of zombies. And it's constantly stuck in my head. Yeah. And I'm like lying in bed and like just can hear. I'm like, oh, this is awful.
Did you actually think I didn't know what Resident Evil was?
No,
it's this game with zombies.
Oh, I thought you said like Resident Evil.
Oh, no.
Days Gone.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
Plug.
It's
yeah, like Resident Evil.
So like next week is like it's cryptid week. So I figure we do like a few of them from around the world, a few like the big boys, and maybe tell a story or two. Obviously not our recollection, because like, unless Connor, you've had any experience with the Banshee.
I mean, not beyond Darby O'Gill and the little people.
She would be a cryptid, surely, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. No, but is she exclusive to Ireland? I don't think she is, because they talk about her.
It is exclusive to the Celts anyway. So yeah. It would be in Scotland as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. So yeah, that's going to be next week, you guys. Tune in, because once again, we are weekly, because you're all very mean, horrible people and you bullied us into doing this.
Oh, and you have such a problem with it.
I don't, but like, Connor is like, had to hear from me twice this week, and now he's going to have to record again before Friday, and he's going to hate it.
I love recording.
I just don't like you.
No. No, I just don't like researching things. I'm like, ugh.
Just do what I do and just already know.
Just say Simpson quotes over and over again and hope no one notices.
I interrupt and I'm just Snake.
Hens love roosters and geese love ganders.
Everyone else loves Ned Flanders. We do love
Ned. Not me. So guys, thank you so much for listening, and please do join us next time. Well, as Danny said, we are talking cryptids. So in the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with us, please do. We love hearing from you guys. It's the only thing that spurs us on to keep making the podcast, really. And we do want this to be as interactive as possible. So the best way to get us is on Instagram, where Danny and I are sometimes overly active users. Even if we're not posting on the Scream Queens account, we're constantly on our personal ones.
I just posted a selfie as we were recording this, so yeah.
To the Scream Queens one or your personal one?
To my own one.
To your own one. I've posted like 100 today. So if you do message us on there, we will see it immediately and probably reply to you. We will probably both reply from the same account at different times and have a really strange schizophrenic conversation.
Yeah, that we're like messaging the same person in the same account, and it's like a really weird three-way conversation that the other person doesn't know about.
I once messaged myself from the Scream Queens account thinking I was messaging you. And I was like, oh no, wait, she's not going to see that. How did I think that worked?
I always message you from Scream Queens thinking that it's you. Or thinking that it's like...
No, but at least I will get that. Like, I mean, I was on the Scream Queens one and I selected to send a message to my account thinking you would see it in some way. And I don't know what way my brain was working that day.
Psychic, she'll see.
So do catch us there. We are Scream Queens Podcasting. There's a couple on there, but we're ending with podcasting, and of course our gorgeous image of the two sexy cartoon people looking all gorgeous that was done. It's a true work of art done by a real artist, wasn't it, Danny?
It was. But speaking of our friend Connie, she wants to draw us. she's incredible as well. Yeah, Connie Bonmay. Like, if you want to go follow her on Instagram,
I do.
She's great. She's really, really good. She's also on Twitter, but she does like these incredible, like, lifelike / cartoon drawings. She's great. So big shout out to her. She's actually incredible.
This is like my dream right now that you're
about. Yeah, she said that she wants to do a Scream Queens piece because she's really enjoying the podcast. Like, and she really like posts this on Twitter all the time.
I don't see that because I'm never on Twitter. So.
I try to be.
Connie.
Speaking of, it's Scream Queens PC on Twitter.
Politically correct.
Yes. If you want to get at us, again, we might not see it for a while, but we will eventually.
No, but Connie will retweet it and then we'll see.
Yes, Connie does it all. We'll ask Connie
to man Twitter.
We should literally just give her the login and be like, there you go, girl. That's yours.
I don't think I've ever even logged into it, to be honest.
I know. I follow you on the Scream Queens account, but you don't even follow us back. So it's like...
What? That's
yeah, I true. Follow... No, you don't follow Scream Queens. Yes, I do. No, you don't.
Danny, yes, I do.
No.
Oh my God, I'm such a diva.
I know. You're like, I don't care about these bitches.
Hold on, I'm going to follow us right now. That's hilarious.
But yeah, you guys, Also, another thing that I want to ask you to do, this is another thing I haven't run by Connor because this is a fucking runaway train.
Well, we may be cutting this part out of the episode if I don't like what you have to say.
I just mean, if there's anything that you guys are like super interested in and you would like to hear us cover, then give us a shout and tell us. We'll probably post it on the page anyway, but we would love to hear your guys' suggestions because obviously we're into our spooky shit, but there's a lot of shit that we've not even heard of.
Yeah. And we're going to run out of ideas.
I know. Yeah. We're going to be like, man kicked in shin down the road just yesterday.
Would like to tell that story. I mean, I told a story today about when I summoned a bird to attack a woman. Yeah. So like, you know,
that's true.
Slow news bird.
But yeah, guys, if you want to hear anything in particular, if there's anything that kind of like tickles your curiosity bones, just give us a shout and we'll be more than happy to look into it. And if it grabs our attention, then we'll cover it.
Yeah, for something like that, it's probably best to email us just so like it doesn't like disappear like it does sometimes on Instagram. So that's screamqueenspodcast@gmail.com.
But yeah, you guys, that is it from us this week.
Right, so thank you so much for listening and join us next week. But for now, I'm Connor and I'm ghosting you before you ghost me.
And I'm Danny. As always, Bigfoot, if you're listening to this, sorry I called you an asshole, okay? It was just in the moment. I was really angry and annoyed. And if you just unblock me, we'll talk about it, okay? Okay, bye!
Bye!
If you're going to tell me you don't like this dress, I'm sticking my head right in the oven.
Don't fall asleep. What am I supposed to be scared of?